It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Welcome back to the Dunkin pregame show, powered by the all-new Dunkin Cold Brew with sweet cold foam. We'd like to bring in the head coach, Bruce Cassidy. Bruce, since we're doing the Zoom and I can see the screen behind you, what kind of clips did you pull from last night that will be part of the game plan today?
Well, we're trying to stay with what we did well. Judd, Sunday we went through a lot of the negative from New York. I thought there was a lot of positives in the game. And we understand it's pro sports. It's about winning. So, you know, right off the top, it's not like we're excited that we lost. But we like some of the steps we took in terms of attack, getting some second chances, especially early on. We're just not converting enough of them. We're aware of that. The players know that. Are they squeezing their sticks a little tight, some of them? Probably. So you want to try to alleviate that, yet still get them to understand the urgency. So that's always a balancing act. But those are the clips we're going to look at, the generally 70-80% positive where we generated, and maybe 20% where, hey, this is where we get in trouble. We got to be smarter hockey team, not give the other team opportunities to attack against us, especially in critical situations, second period, late in shifts, et cetera, you know, at the blue line. So that's the video we're looking at today, and hopefully the guys can go into the game feeling good about how they played last night and still recognize the urgency of getting a win.
Did your team create the way you wanted off the original shot, something you talked about heading into last night's game?
Well, we certainly had the intent to put it on net, right? So that's step one. Step two is, you know, are they shots that the goalie has to fight to control the rebounds? Are they on net? Do we have people going to the net? And I think there was a number we did. We had a good 6-8 clips where we generated some of that because of that mentality. There's other times where we're trying to make a play against numbers where it's maybe it's not playing off the shot, it's playing off a puck placement on the forecheck where we can get first touch or put their D under duress. So we create off the forecheck too. So there's that balance of attacking and playing off the shot when you have time and space. There's a puck placement play where you're skating onto pucks or creating some turnovers to get some offense. So, and then there's some low to high plays where your D get involved, where you just need efficient point shots where they have a chance to reach the net or get by the first layer where we can keep plays alive. So those are the three areas we're really focusing on and continue to harp on.
Every team goes through a funk during the season. What have you learned over the years about how to coax your team through those periods?
Well, one thing is you certainly have to stay together. The finger pointing, you know, it can't be a regular thing. You're allowed to voice your opinion, be upset, frustrated once, and have some things get aired out. Of course, you're a family. It's going to happen. But when the puck drops, you got to be on the same page. So that's my experience. Is when that puck drops, we're all playing the same way. We're playing for one another. You know, we got to make sure we're out there supporting one another. So Brad had some good words last night. I thought about that was pointed out to me earlier by the media. So I like to see that. That's good leadership. That's a message we're trying to send. And then there's understanding of, you know, our lineup is a little bit depleted now in certain areas. So you got to try to support those areas better. Pittsburgh went through it when they came through Boston early this year. We were able to, you know, beat them twice and they were down a lot of D, had a goalie hurt. So it happens to teams and you got to play through it, gut it out, and then come out the other side of it when you get healthy and take care of business. But in the meantime, you do have to get your share of points. And right now we're not. So we got to make sure we take care of business.
Dan Vladar is going to make his first career NHL start. And I know that you're not a goaltending coach, but from your perspective, what have you liked about his work since you've had him?
Well, his work ethic, for one, he's really worked on his game to get better. He came in as a young, gangly kid. You know, I think he was a third-round pick, so obviously saw some talent there. He's a real athletic goaltender. Again, has fought through a few injuries, worked his way up. So I like that resiliency in his game. I think he's played really well in Providence. His numbers show that. So is Swayman. So we're fortunate to have two young guys that are progressing well. Concern a bit will be like the puck play when you're new to the D, the communication. So hopefully he keeps it simple there, limits it. Pittsburgh's got some good shooters, so not to overplay. He's got his strengths and weaknesses like every other goalie. I'm not going to go through all of those. I just like the fact that he's battled through and has earned his opportunity. And, you know, let's go play well in front of him.
Last thing, how do you hope Oscar Steen impacts your lineup?
Well, he's the right shot that likes to shoot the puck. He's been moved between center and right wing over the years, played more center this year. Unfortunately, we're healthy there, so it's putting him on the wing a little bit so that shot mentality does come through. Less sort of when you're in the middle, sometimes you're thinking making plays as opposed to the right wing. So his board work, we'll have to keep an eye on that, obviously. When you go into your first game in the NHL, it's a different animal. But we're hoping that he'll just play hard, get on pucks, use his speed, he's got good pace, and hopefully find some ice to create some shooting opportunities for himself. That's the ask. And then just do your job. You're one of 12 forwards. Don't try to do too much. It's your first NHL game. Play to your strengths and focus on the next shift after your first one, good or bad, and get ready to help the team win.
Good luck tonight, Bruce.
Thanks, Judd.
That's the head coach, Bruce Cassidy. Stay with us. The Bruins and the Penguins are coming up next.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.